When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
That's episode that, these and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Details and now. The Kolebu Teaching Hospital is set to reopen its dialysis center after receiving essential consumables for treatment. The center had been closed for 13 days without notice, prompting renal patients to threaten a picket from seeking health care from private facilities. Here's a report by my colleague Kenneth Jesse.
When the news team arrived at the dialysis unit, the usual beeping sound of medical equipment was missing. Only the security man and the president of the Kidney Patients Association, Bafo Ahinkra, were on site. Three members of the association, according to Mr. Ahinkra, have lost their lives recently.
Yes, I'm not a doctor, but we've lost three people. As to how it was because of out of the dialysis, then because of the closure, I wouldn't speak. I wouldn't know, but I know I've lost three people.
Within that period.
But like I said, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to take their job. Whether it was because of the closure, I don't know. But we've lost three people.
Those who can afford treatment at private facilities have had to reduce the number of times they go for the dialysis. The poor have been forced to halt treatment in hopes the Kolebu dialysis unit will be reopened soon.
We've not been told anything. Nobody has communicated anything to us. So we're just looking at them. But it's creating a lot of problem for us.
The problems that it's creating is what I want to find out. What sort of problem is it creating for people like yourself?
Big problem. One, you know, Kolebu, because it's a government facility, the price here is a bit, not cheap, but it's a bit moderate. I mean, so now when you go to the private centers, they are charging between 600 to 1,000 per session. Most of us are supposed to do two or three sessions a week. So let's say the lowest, 600 per session. You need about 1,200 to do a week. And how many can afford? You just can't afford doing it.
President of the Kidney Patients Association says members will picket the Kolebu dialysis unit next week if the facility is not opened by then.
But this afternoon, the hospital's management has been responding, indicating that the much-needed consumables for the centre has been received and that it will reopen and from next week. My colleague Semafa Peso has details of that statement and joins me in the studio. What does it say, Semafa?
Right, Mami. So the statements indicated that they are pleased to announce that the Kolebu Teaching Hospital has secured some significant quantity of essential consumables for the dialysis section, which they are hopeful will resume next week if they are able to clear the goods from the port this weekend, that is today and tomorrow. Okay. And part of that statement, they said the health minister, Dr. Bernard Okuboy, has also procured some 30 additional machines with a year's supply of consumables for the Kolebu Teaching Hospital. So they are hopeful that this will prevent future shortages and improve the services.
Thank you so much, Semafa. Meanwhile, the Kolebu chapter of the Ghana Federation of Allied Health Professions have criticized the hospital's decision to query Dr. Edward Ayim, head of the MRI unit, for publicly expressing frustration about government's neglect of vital medical equipment at the oncology department. Mr. Shirazu Ishahaku, president of the Federation, stated that Dr. Ayim's concerns were valid and should be addressed rather than punished. The group has called for the withdrawal of the disciplinary action against Dr. Ayim.
This is actually unfortunate. At the national level, we have engaged both the management, the board, the Minister of Health, and the National Labour Commission on this. The last engagement was that we should hold on, we should not doing it, and let the Minister of Health engage with management and the board to resolve the issue. Whatever was said before this was to, according to our understanding of the facts and the issues, was put on hold until that engagement is exhausted, and then they will get back to us. It bit my imagination as to why anybody will dream of taking any action against our members who are.
Away from that, the New Patriotic Party has accused former President John Dramani Mahama of corruption related to the Airbus scandal, which involved aircraft procurement for the Ghana Armed Forces. The case was referred to the Office of the Special Prosecutor in September 2020 for investigation into possible conflicts of interest, bribery and corruption. After a four-year investigation, the OSP cleared John Mahama, his brother Adams Foster Mahama and others of wrongdoing. Despite the OSP's findings, NPP Director of Legal Affairs Gary Nimako says that the matter should be further investigated by other bodies. He spoke on Newsfile a while ago.
At the timing, the time when Samuel Adam Mahama sought to engage the Republic of Ghana on these deals, it raises red flag. Two, the time that former President Mahama went to the United Kingdom to lead the business, the official business, for them to do a presentation for them. And he presented over the presentation when he knew that his brother was the person leading the transaction for Airbus. It raises a red flag. The time that email communications, it was in copy.
Over this
same transaction, it raises red flags. The time that Airbus officials, and he admitted all these things, came into the country, went to his office on these same transactions, it raises red flags. He ought to have known. Yes, as a matter of fact, it is my brother, my blood brother, who is in the transaction. These are serious situations. Now, you do not expect, with all respect.
So the OSP should have done what? Should have concluded that there is basis for prosecution. Is that what you're saying?
There's a strong basis, in my view, only view, to suggest conflict of interest situations, which...
Prosecution for conflict of interest, is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying, conflict of interest situations, which should have been referred to relevant authorities for them to look at it again.
Well, former MP for Tamale Central, Inuso Fuseni, however, believes the law does not allow the OSP to refer the matter to other agencies.
What Gary is saying is not in tandem with the law that set up the Office of the Special Prosecutor. The law did not say that if the Office of the Special Prosecutor came to a conclusion that its jurisdiction in the matter had not been properly invoked, it could suggest other institutions to take up. The law did not give the Office of the Special Prosecutor that mandate. Now, what the mandate the law gave to the Special Prosecutor was to request for cases. I mean, that's the opposite. If the Yoku or Chirac was investigating a matter and the Office of the Special Prosecutor felt strongly that that matter bordered on its jurisdiction and it could do the case properly so well, you could call for that case and do it, but not suggest where the case should go. Now, so the conclusions, in fact, to be honest with you, I would have been shocked if the OSP had come to a different conclusion.
And you had a former MP for Tamale Central, Inusa Fuseni.
No draw war.
No.
No kick war.
No.
Sakuma Kloto.
No.
Sakuma Kloto. That one more, yeah.
No.
And you heard the prayers being offered to the gods by Gama Jani Takiteko Churu II to usher in the Homo celebrations. The celebration is currently underway at Gamashi, essentially to hoot at Hanga. Gamache Ni Takiteko Churu II is leading the various Gal communities to sprinkle the traditional food Pokwe to thank the gods for a favorable year. Join News as Samuel Moore interacted with some women cooking their traditional foods in their homes.
Okay, Elizabeth, where are we?
We are now at Inkle, Norway.
What's going on here? I see a lot of people cooking and all. What are they cooking? And
it's our festive month, as you can see. We are celebrating the Homo House. They are cooking condo with palm nut soup. That's where, like, to hooting hunger. Yeah. The homoho means hooting hunger.
Okay, hooting at hunger.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay.
After this food, the gamanche will come and take his part and sprinkle into the where the stool is. Then sprinkle some around here. Then we share the rest to the family members and friends.
My name is Na Jele.
Yes. This what's going on here?
Na Chen Peleno.
What's Na Chen Peleno?
Gamanche Seishia.
We are cooking here. Every house is cooking its own. Yes. We eat some, we share some. Some go to the girls.
Hello, Grandma.
Afi. Banyani na wo. Why a bonu, why a bona? When I see me, when I see her.
And you heard the excitement from the homes of Sargon residents cooking the traditional kpokpe for the Homo celebration. Now, one of the community leaders of Itiwe, Ni Odate, gave some insights into the celebrations at the Usher Fort.
Today is our yearly festival. Today we are celebrating our Omo festival and our forefathers. The founder of Gesi was buried at this fort. So yeah, we normally came here to pour corn to our old fathers and the king, the new Okanja.
Was he the first king or what was he?
He was the first king. There are several kings, but it was new Okanja who was buried here. He was buried here. So it wasn't only new Okanja who was buried. We have other kings who were buried here. So every year we normally came here to celebrate them.
And you heard sights and sounds from the Gahomo celebration. That's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM, also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Sports Link with Nathaniel Atto.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.